In a report to a United States Senate subcommittee on April 19, Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick, the director of the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, released a video of a 1 to 3 meter-sized metallic orb that was recorded flying over the Middle East by a Reaper drone. Kirkpatrick describes similar orbs among the 650 UFO cases currently being studied by the Pentagon. The metallic orb is similar to UFOs reported having interactions with US Navy ships and military facilities dating back to the famous 2004 USS Nimitz incident. Leaked videos and pilot reports of the Nimitz encounters transformed the UFO phenomenon into a serious national security issue in December 2017, after stories of the event were featured in the New York Times, Politico, and by other mainstream media. More recently, in early February 2023, three UFOs were shot down over North America by NORAD, the first time in its history that NORAD had taken such dramatic action. Some of the wreckage was eventually located and photos were taken, but the Pentagon has classified these and not released them to the general public. What are US authorities hiding?
A month later, on March 7th, Kirkpatrick co-wrote an academic paper on UFOs with Professor Avi Loeb, head of Harvard University's Galileo Project, that was set up to search for technosignatures of extraterrestrial life. Kirkpatrick and Loeb proposed the metallic orbs may originate from an alien mothership, a startling proposition coming from two leading scientists. Kirkpatrick and Loeb's explanation was immediately picked up by major news outlets, bringing to the attention of millions of people the possibility that an alien mothership is visiting our solar system and sending orbs to investigate us. Kirkpatrick and Loeb's startling explanation, in fact, corroborate recent information from insiders and contactees who say that fleets of motherships from advanced extraterrestrial civilizations have arrived to monitor the Earth during this time of great changes in our solar system. The fleets have been releasing probes and manned spacecraft to monitor human activities and changes on Earth.
An even more ground-shaking development is that the arriving motherships have triggered the activation of ancient space arcs left behind on Earth many millennia ago by these returning civilizations. As the ancient space arcs are gradually powering up, they are also releasing orb-shaped probes to monitor humanity's development, planetary changes, and are adjusting for what lies ahead. In addition, the probes are searching to find now incarnated crews who possess encoded knowledge to pilot the arcs. These crew members will find their original giant bodies are perfectly preserved in stasis chambers inside the massive arcs. This encounter will bring back knowledge about the soul's ability to inhabit multiple bodies simultaneously and change long-held views about the nature of the soul and the human experience.
The extraterrestrial motherships and space arcs are designed to monitor and protect multiple genetic experiments taking place on Earth, started millennia ago by up to 24 cedar extraterrestrial civilizations. In fact, in all its genetic diversity, modern humanity is the legacy of these genetic experiments stretching far back into the dawn of human history. At this critical point in our collective development as a global species, the arcs and motherships are here to observe and assist humanity in transitioning into a galactic golden age. Not everyone, however, is happy with the Cedar's return, the space arc's activation, and the surge in orb sightings. The arrival of the Cedars led to negative extraterrestrial races fleeing our solar system because they knew everything they were doing here was now being recorded by the many orbs released by the arcs and motherships. Significantly, the orbs have defensive abilities they can employ to protect themselves from any interference in fulfilling their vital functions.
The deep state, comprising the minions of our planet's former negative extraterrestrial overlords, is aware of the true purpose and functions of the mothership and arc orbs, and greatly fears what will result if they succeed in their primary mission. Consequently, the deep state has hatched a plan to stop the orbs from fulfilling their purpose. The deep state plans to frighten humanity into believing the orbs are part of an unknown threat and a harbinger of an impending alien invasion. This is why the deep state is using its many assets to portray orbs as part of an unknown national security threat and connecting them to a visiting extraterrestrial mothership. However, an Earth alliance comprising positive military forces from major spacefaring nations, led by US Space Command, has been working with positive extraterrestrial groups linked to the Cedars to limit, nullify, or expose any false flag attack orchestrated by the deep state.
In his all-new webinar on May 13, 2023, Dr. Michael Sala will present the latest information about the evolving activity of the orbs, motherships, and space arcs, and the newest panic-driven moves of the deep state. The frequencies within our solar system have shifted, so that service to other endeavors now have an energetic tailwind pushing these efforts forward, while service to self activities are for the first time being met with a strong headwind hindering and slowing down any progress. As events continue to escalate, this webinar entitled Orbs, Space Arcs, and Motherships, Why the Deep State Fears Them, will bring clarity and understanding to global events unfolding. Be prepared to be inspired and amazed as Dr. Michael Sala concretely explains where humanity is heading as contemporary events unfold in a well-thought-out plan to take humanity into a Star Trek future. Learn more on May 13th in this groundbreaking exopolitics presentation. Don't wait. Register today.